For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
President Trump calls Kelly a great guy. He says he will announce Kelly's replacement, who may be on an interim basis, in the next few days. Sources are saying the vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is poised to replace Kelly. More departures could be imminent as Kelly's replacement works to build their own White House team. Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for attorney general and ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Severe weather is hitting the U.S. with snow forecast for North Carolina and rainfall along the Gulf Coast. Spartanburg County, South Carolina Emergency Management Director Doug Bryson.
Stay off the roads as much as you can because that'll help keep things clear for the road crews.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam.
Radar estimates call for over 8 inches of rain so far out of the system across eastern sections of Texas. In fact, Houston, Galveston have also had 24-hour rainfall records.
The Justice Department says President Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of two women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his campaign. The allegations are the first time the government has connected Mr. Trump to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. Prosecutors say ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments to the women at the direction of his boss. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The figures from the Labor Department for November show the economy creating 155,000 jobs. That's below the 190,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising slightly again to this time $27.35 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mullane was on a planned year-long trip abroad that began in Peru. She arrived in New Zealand last month and was last seen on the night of December 1st, entering a central Auckland hotel with a suspect. Police said they brought that man into the central Auckland police station for questioning. Scott Beard, detective inspector of New Zealand police, says they still don't know where Grace is.
We have identified and secured a vehicle of interest, and we are now making inquiries to find out exactly where that vehicle has been. We released images of Grace's watch and necklace. Her passport is also missing.
Mullane's father, millionaire English property developer David Mullane, traveled from Britain to New Zealand earlier in the week. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.